will be done, Lord, and may we be encouraged to be faithful and follow you today. Pray for all the requests the boys mentioned, brothers and sisters around the world, wherever, Lord, that is trying to follow you and fighting and struggling against the evil one, Lord. Give them all the grace and strength that they need. Those that we haven't met yet, we pray that you would help them and encourage them to help us. Each one, Lord, whatever we face, to press on and to strive forward and to overcome. Give us strength. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Near the end of the song, he starts to talk. to see it come true. And I guess it did come true in a way when Jesus came, right? But Jesus is going to come again as a judge this time. Well, go ahead and say your memory work. What were you supposed to say?
Against our parents, then we will not be able to go to heaven.
I thought the same thing that Michael said. If you harden your hearts against your parents, then you'll never learn to obey God.
We should obey our parents because we know what they want us to do and not just obey them by the word. Just, we know what they want, and so we need to do that.
We should love and obey our parents because they take good care of us.
Rebellion is a bad sin. To prevent that, we need to obey our parents and other people that we need to that are older than us.
Okay, I appreciate that. For next Sunday, I'd like the younger boys and the older boys to all get a quote from someone in history or someone in the Bible, what they said about God that impresses you. Come and tell us who said it and why that's interesting to you, what they said about God. Okay, here we go. Do you have some?
Yeah, boy.
Side of things, and then it always helps me just remember
I ain't got to have every little thing figured out. I just got to obey what I do know. And that's kind of... I kind of got what Kate got. There's a lot of things that can sidetrack you. Just everyone on the streets brings up something like Sabbath or anything like that that would confuse young people, and that's just something that we don't need to worry about. We just need to obey our parents and follow the Lord and deal with those things some other time whenever we're wiser.
Happen the way they do sometimes, but why God would do certain things, but I guess I just got to realize that He's in control and just leave that up to Him.
The main thing that I don't understand is what gives me the desire to do what's right. And what gives me the desire to do what's wrong. But I know that it's my choice. But it really troubles me.
At least what I thought is that you got something planned out and you know what you want to do it that day and you can't get it done and something happens goes wrong, God's all working it out so you can all work it out well so well let me just get to this what I'm saying.
Sometimes, it tells us stuff to do, and I don't quite understand those exactly why or how it's supposed to work out, but always works out.
So, when you don't understand what God is doing and all that, whatever, you just don't understand. You don't understand what he's doing, but you just gotta trust that he's in control and doing it.
There's some things in the Bible that we don't understand, like communion and foot washing, but we just can leave that up to God and just sometime maybe we'll find out.
Sometimes God tells me something that I don't quite understand. I need to try to do better about this too.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
So, when I first came here, I was just all excited about going out and preaching and traveling around preaching. And I had no idea, I just didn't have a clue about how much I really needed to learn. And there was no way anybody could have told me that back then. I didn't realize how much there was to learn. You don't know because you haven't learned it yet. You don't know what you're lacking because you haven't got it yet. And anyways, so now I'm not going out to the universities as much as I did before. I go out like once in a while when I get a chance. And one of the questions I had was, how do I know, if I just need to back off and just take some time and find out some more things that we're really lacking or I need to learn yet? How do I know when I'm ready to go, just try to... put more time into doing things like that, or just back off and just try to see if there's anything else that I'm really missing. Because the problem is, it doesn't seem like I ever really realize or ever really know what I'm missing. You just really don't. And the thing that I found that I've needed to learn is something I can just go and sit down with David and ask questions and get the answer. It seems like a lot of things that I've had to learn is just things that just come through time and situations and experiences that just kind of come along when I'm not even looking for it. And I just, how do I know how far along I am and how much to put into doing other things? That just, I don't know. Those are just some of the, I don't even know if I expressed that as clear as I could have, but basically, how do you really know where you're at? And how do you really know just when to just back off and just take the time to learn what you don't even know you need to learn? And I guess is the best way to sum it up. But anyways, those are some of the things I've been thinking about.
I guess a good handful of us answered our own questions right there. Me, for example, I said sometimes I catch myself asking God why things happen, but you know, if you just step back and look, you can see the answer. You just gotta trust me.
Just one more thing I just thought is that there's probably some really important lessons I still need to learn, but I don't know what they are. That's my problem.
Well, if you knew what they were, you wouldn't learn them.